Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. So I played the Grand Ole Opry earlier this week, and I did my comedy set, like 15 minutes or so, and I can just feel the positive anticipation. I would even call it a positive tension. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And so, by the way, everybody, it's Bobby here. We're doing a special episode of the Bobbycast here, and I'm by myself over at the house right now recording this, and so that's why this even started weird. But I'm playing the Opry, and then I finish my set, and I go and I shoot my TV promos, and there's just a few extra people in the hallway, and then they're like, it's like 10 minutes before the show starts, and they're like, has anybody seen Jelly Roll? And he's not there yet. Now, I know Jelly Roll a little bit. I know he loves the Grand Ole Opry. I know he loves the history and tradition of country music, and I know Jelly Roll is going to be there on time. And so someone says, hey, could you go out and do more comedy if Jelly Roll's not here on time? And I said, there is no chance he's going to be late. I'm telling you, Jelly Roll will be here when the show starts. It doesn't matter if he made soundcheck or not. And of course, he was there, right? So Jelly Roll shows up. And I've been lucky enough. I think I've played the Opry, I don't know at this point, 20 times, maybe more, maybe a few less. And I've done that TV show there probably 40 or 50 times. There are certain nights where an artist comes on that's new, crushes, they get a standing ovation. That's always special. There are certain nights where an artist who, you know, has some history and some hits crushes and gets a standing ovation. That's always special. That's like the first level of special. Now, the second level of super special is like when Garth shows up and crushes and the place is just in hysterics because they just watched Garth Brooks perform at the Grand Ole Opry. You can count me in that group as well. It's really an amazing thing to see because, you know, Garth loves it, cares about it. He's inducted so many people. He's the guy. And there was something I'd never seen before. And it was with Jelly Roll about to perform. I had never seen a crowd so energetic and hungry for the performance pre-performance than I did that night. So I go out and I start the TV show. And they're like, okay, here we go, 3, 2, 1. And I'm like, hey, everybody, it's Bobby Bones. We're here at the Grand Ole Opry, and we're going to have Jelly Roll. And then boom, again, it's like Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock was coming down the aisle. The place went berserk. It was unlike any Opry energy I had ever seen before, especially before a performance. People were going bonkers for Jelly Roll. There were Jelly Roll t-shirts all through the Opry, and I get it, a lot of his fans and crowd had come to the Opry show, but that's what the Opry is about too, like exposing new people to the Grand Ole Opry. I'd never seen anything like it at the Grand Ole Opry, and I've been to the Opry again over 100 times. So I was talking to Mike, and I said, hey, I want to go up and record this and let people know in case they don't know, and maybe they just know a couple of Jelly Roll songs. I only talk to God when I need a favor, jam, right? But how this guy connects with folks is amazing to see. And that's it. That's why we're doing this. A couple things. One, I want to give you guys a little background on Jelly Roll. And then two, just play the first like big thing that he had done with us and really with the country community that we recorded. And I remember Jelly Roll coming in. We finished the interview and I was going, and that was refreshing and honest. And then you guys just were like, holy crap. You guys made me feel like the job that we did was good. I thought, I just do what I do, right? And sometimes people like it, sometimes people don't. But I don't deviate too much from me because it's me. I don't want to be something I'm not. But I just remember thinking that was good. And then you guys were like, this was freaking awesome. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of Jelly Roll. So a little bit about Jelly Roll. I mean, his name is Jelly Roll. That was always weird to say whenever we first started to play his songs on country music, on country radio. And I guess I had known Jelly Roll a little bit before because I'd met him playing golf down in Brentwood. I had seen him around town. I met him before. I knew he was a fan. But I knew him as Jelly Roll the Rapper, which he still is the rapper. But that's how I knew him. I was like, it's Jelly Roll the Rapper. But Jelly Roll is like a for real dude, tattoos all on his face. Like you see him, you kind of know what you're going to get. But his real name obviously is not Jelly Roll. His real name is Jason. Jason DeFord, DeFord. His mom started calling him Jelly Roll. He's got now rock number ones and country number ones. He was ranked number one on the Billboard Emerging Artist chart in February. He's been at it for a long time, music-wise. It's not somebody who just like popped up. And some notes that we wrote down here. Jelly Roll is married to Bunny DeFord, aka Bunny XO, has two children from a previous relationship. Although he's new to country music, Jelly Roll grew up just south of downtown in Nashville, where he didn't spend a lot of time playing the honky-tonks, but rapping. And so his independent album, The Big Sal Story, in 2012 hit. A lot of hip-hop stuff. But again, he's one of those guys, too, that you just understand and believe that the guy's from here. He understands country music. And if it's not even about the history of country music, it's like the message of country music and why you do country music. Because to me, country music's never about sonics as much as it is the art, why you're singing it, how you're singing it. There's a documentary on Hulu that you can talk about. It's his struggles with addiction, mental health, prison. You know, he's done a lot to give back to folks in prison. Because I think he knows that he didn't have a lot of chances growing up. And he ended up there, and he wants to make sure people that are there also have a shot while they're in and once they get out. So here we go. I wanted to play this back for you guys. And if you've heard it, you've heard it. But it's not going to hurt anything to put this up on the feed. This is from months and months and months ago. It was Jelly Roll's first like big national interview. And he came to the show and crushed it. And it was the first time I had spent any time with him talking professionally. And I loved it. So here it is. A special Bobby cast, only because I was so moved by his performance at the Grand Ole Opry. Here is Jelly Roll.
This is the Bobby cast.
I saw that you have posted an announcement saying you're coming on the show and that The Rock had liked it.
Yes, sir.
On your Instagram.
Yes.
How do you know The Rock?
Dude, it's kind of weird. So, The Rock has real Nashville roots, like super Nashville roots. So he was like, I think he went to McGavick. So he just keeps his like finger on the pulse of Nashville. Like, he's just, like, engulfed in the culture. And I think, like, a song of mine randomly came up on his play. It's, like, the most random occurrence ever. And somebody reached out and was like, yo, The Rock's going to post a video with one of your songs. I was like, please don't play with me. I was like, don't do that to me. They was like, I swear to God, this was, like, 4 or 5 years, 6 years ago. And he sure did. And ever since then, we've stayed in touch, man. He was the first person to congratulate me whenever I got invited to the Grand Ole Opry.
And he congratulated you how?
He sent me a voice. He sends like the voice memos. That's like his thing. You know, he'll like.
You got a voice memo from The Rock?
Yeah, for sure. I want to play it, but I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean.
I listen to it every now and then to pump myself up, though. It's like my pre-workout before I go get drunk because I don't work out. So right before I go to a bar, I'll listen to like a voice memo from The Rock and be like, let's go!
Jelly Roll's with us. Let's talk about, for the audience that hasn't come across your music yet or who you are, like, what's up with the name Jelly Roll?
So I'm obviously looked the part, and my mother named me that whenever I was a little chubby kid. Been fat my whole life. And she started calling me Jelly Roll when I was young, and I spent the next 30 years trying to grow into the name. I think I've done it. And it just stuck. And then I had a guy in high school that jokingly called me Jelly Roll. He didn't know that was my house name. And his name was One Arm Clay, and you won't believe it, but he had one arm. And One Arm Clay was like, we should call you Jelly Roll. I'm One Arm Clay and you'll be Jelly Roll. I was like, my mama calls me Jelly Roll. And then once the high school starts calling you something, you know, that's the kid in caboodle.
And so when did you start doing music?
I started writing songs whenever I was like 7 or 8. In the words of Brantley Gilbert, I didn't know I could sing, but I knew I could talk fast. So I wrote a lot of raps. What did it for me was my mother. First of all, my mother follows this show, and she only follows like 6 people, and I don't even think I'm one of them. I think it's like my 3 aunts, some dude that she shouldn't be following that has a 6-pack, and the Bobby Bones show. So if you want to put me on y'all's Instagram, that'd be fire.
We will. We'll put you up there.
But yeah, just kind of came that way.
So I do want to play some of the song because it's such a good song. This is called "Son of a Sinner," and I'm going to play it for you now from Jelly Roll. I'm just a So it's kind of a different approach from you from what I've heard. Like, this is very emotional. You're singing. It's a country song. Like, why create this song in this way?
Well, I had a record. I've always wrote very cathartic music. My mother struggled with addictions and mental health issues when I was younger. She's a totally different woman now. But Bobby, she would listen to music and it would change everything. You know, she'd put old records on and smoke cigarettes in that old moo-moo and sit at the kitchen table and just white trash as could be, just singing along to Bob Seger or Waylon Jennings. And I just remember thinking, man, I want to make music that makes people feel like this music makes my mother feel. You know, had my mother had help from a doctor, I might have been a surgeon and had a 6-pack and been called Slim Totem or something. But it just turned out the other way. So I've always kind of wrote real songs for real people. It's been my goal. And the country thing was just kind of me leaning into my roots. I was born and raised right here in Nashville. You know, it's every kid's dream in Nashville to some sort to be a country music artist. And it just kind of happened organically. Me and Ernest were in the studio, about as high as a hippie, about 3 sheets gone, and picked up a guitar, and there it went.
When you played the Opry, I think it was the end of last year, 2021, right? Yeah, that'd be a special moment, especially growing up here in Nashville.
Yeah, it's like not only the historic side of country music, but it's the side of, like, driving by there my whole life. Dude, I remember the Grand Ole Opry House from the Screaming Delta Demon at Opryland. That is old school Nashville talk. Before that whack mall was there, that mall sucks. Before that mall was there, it was a theme park. You know what I mean? So we would watch it from the theme park, dude. It was like, I just remember as a kid just thinking, man, and yeah, it was just like a dream come true on all fronts.
Did your family think it was super cool that you were performing in that circle?
Oh, yeah. Dude, my mother came. My whole family came. It was a white trash bash, dude. We were all there. Everybody wore their Sunday best, man. You should have seen it. I bought a sports coat. It was big, dude. It was a big deal, man. My daughter got dressed up. It was huge for us. We don't dress up like that for funerals or weddings. I mean, it was that big of a deal.
Were you nervous?
I'm nervous now. This whole thing is unreal. You got to realize, I'm a kid that was spent most of his juvenile life in jail. Dude, you are the Joe Rogan of country music. I am sitting on this. I am here. You know what I mean? It's like, you think I'm nervous of all this, you know, I don't want to cuss. But yeah, this is all, my nervousness makes me want to start spouting out of the mouth.
What is it about now that, I mean, because I'll just say you're kind of blowing up more mainstream than ever. Like, what is it about this chapter of your life that is creating this for you now?
I think it's the 10-year overnight success story. Right? It's the kid that slept in a van and did 230 shows a year for $100 a show. I used to open up for a pack of bubble gum and a bag of Bud. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's just years of writing 1,000 songs and thousands of songs and just kind of coming here. And I don't know. I think it's getting the opportunity to sit in places like this and tell my story that's probably helping the most. Because when you look at me, you probably don't expect to hear from me what you hear, you know?
So what is your story? I mean, if someone said, hey, man, we're thinking about doing a book with you, right?
You considering it?
Let's hear your story. Like, okay. What is, and you know, you can tighten it up a bit, but what is your story that you think inspires so many people?
I want y'all to be clear. Bobby Bones just signed me to a book publishing deal on this show, y'all. So in a nutshell, I'm from Antioch, Tennessee. I grew up in a middle, lower class community. My father was a hardworking meat salesman. He ran a meat company called D. Ford Sausage and D. Ford Wholesale Meats. It's our family name. On the side, he booked bets. My mother struggled with addiction. I was the youngest of 4. I never controlled the radio. That's the reason that I make the kind of music I make now. And at about the age of 14, I started making a series of decisions that would lead to what we call the revolving door of the judicial system. And I spent probably 12 years in and out of that system, probably 9 years in, 3 years out, you know. The old do a year in, 3 months home, 2 years in, 4 months home kind of thing. And I won't even talk about the crimes because I don't think there's no glory in them, and I'm not proud of them, but it is a part of my story. And it's also too many to list on this show. But I had a Damascus Road experience, in the old Baptist term. On May 22nd, 2008, I was at CCA on Harden Place right down the street from here. I was in cell 223, and a guard knocked on my door, and it told me that I had had a daughter. Mm. And I knew that I'd heard that I'd got a young woman pregnant during one of my outs, or ins, I guess, in that case. But I had, when I was back in jail, the baby was born. And I just remember thinking, man, I had a good father. He was a hustler, but he was a really good man. And I was like, I want to be a good father, you know. And I didn't have any skill sets. I'd never had a job. I'm still to this day not qualified to do much more than talk to you and sing. And I was like, well, I know I can do music. So I came home and started selling CDs off of spindles and mixtapes out of trunks and doing shows and, you know, selling a little bag of bud here and there when I had to. But I got away from real criminal nefarious activities. And, it just kind of led to here. Now I'm sitting here at the Bobby Bones Show, you know, ready to talk to Lunchbox about drinking tequila.
Are you a big tequila drinker?
Oh, goodness.
Is that the drink?
Ooh, boy, listen. Oh. It's like when you blow the whistle and a dog hears it. He's the only one in the room that hears it. Are we shooting some? You got some?
It's not this early, no.
It's morning time.
He gets excited. He's like, oh,
well, good
early
morning. I thought this was where you busted out the bottle. Like, well, coincidentally, The Rock sent us some Terramana. I was going to be like, yes.
You have a lot of face tattoos.
I do.
How many on your face?
I never counted.
Well, I'm guessing, some of them connect, right? When you have to commit to your first face tattoo, is that a big decision?
I was too young to commit to anything when I did that, for what it's worth.
What was the first one?
I think I had the cross and the teardrop at the same time when I was one of my stints on a state-funded vacation.
Oh, you had them done in prison?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't seem safe.
No, but it's the safest thing there. Oof. You think that's not safe? You should see the stuff that happens in prison then, Bobby. Good. Let me tell you. Oh, that right there is grade A safety, buddy. Let me tell you, that would pass the commission. The CDC would approve compared to the other stuff happening in there.
Well, you have a rose up near your
I do.
Above your left eye.
I
and
did.
That connects down to what is that?
It's a heart with a locket.
And at this point, you've seen it so many times, it's probably just your face, right?
Well, I see it backwards too. So, you know, you got to think, when you're telling me something's on, I don't know what side what's on.
You have one that goes down.
Bobby Bones is reading me.
Just
I don't know
for the
if
audience.
Y'all are just listening. I'm being read
I
right
want to
now.
Describe to our audience. He also has one that's like a straight line going down into his left eye, and it comes down below all
yeah,
the way
down.
Yeah,
that's the clown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the word above the eyebrow?
My son, Noah.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is ignorance on my part, but we've always heard that the teardrops, like if you have a teardrop and it's not filled in.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm just asking.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know. Again, yeah. Ignorance. Oh, no. You can teach me. If it's not filled in, you attempted to kill someone and were unsuccessful. If it's filled in, it was a success.
No comment.
That's why you don't answer that question.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking.
He goes to jail now for the show.
I'm being facetious.
Oh, no.
Mine are for the tears we never forget we shed.
See? Powerful.
Yeah.
Glad I asked.
Let's take a quick pause for a message from our sponsor.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. Jelly Roll is in studio, which, by the way, he is.
This is awesome.
Which, by the way, Dead Man Walking, number one rock song.
As of today. So, I thought that's why we were shooting tequila, and you muffed the punt.
Son
you
of a sinner. most added, Dead Man Walking, number one on the rock chart. Do we have a clip of that, Ray?
Same album.
Here it is. And you're... Would you consider yourself first and foremost a hip-hop artist?
No, dude. I consider myself a singer-songwriter.
I guess I just knew you from doing hip-hop first, though.
I know. Ain't that crazy?
And it's you being a hip-hop artist and then the rock stuff and now the country stuff. But I think that's the attitude. Like, you're just creating based on what you feel.
Just make real music for real people. I call it therapeutic music, Bobby. It's just important. Some music's meant to be heard and some music's meant to be felt. And I hyper-focus on making music to people can feel. You know, it's kind of the Willie Nelson effect. He wasn't big, but I'm a big jovial guy in real life, you know, kind of a hippie. But Willie wrote the saddest songs, and I feel like that's kind of where, when I get in that studio, my wife calls it my confessional booth. It's kind of my therapy.
Do you ever confess to something? And she's like, I didn't know that.
No, dude, we're best friends, dude. I can't surprise that woman with anything. I wish I could surprise her. We've lost all surprise. She helps me find boils on my butt. I mean, we're as close as you could be.
What?
Boils on his butt. Like, they're so close, she'll look and find them.
Okay, yeah, okay, got sure. It. Yep. Oh, thank you.
The watch is screaming at me.
Why, thank you.
Like that.
I was hoping it would.
Is that
that's
is that real?
Yes, sir. Well, no, in case somebody wants to hit me in the head later. It depends on who's asking.
I mean, that is a watch, and it looks loaded with diamonds.
Yes, sir.
Like, that is...
My wife bought me this. Back to her. Shout out to my wife, Bunny. I love her to death.
And your wife's name is...
Bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E.
And is it like Jelly Roll Bunny, or is her name really Bunny?
Her name's Bunny. Yeah, she was Bunny before me, so...
You ever think about changing your name officially to Jelly Roll so it could be your legal name?
I've thought about it, but I don't like paperwork, you probably could imagine.
Yeah, I've considered making Bones my real middle name so I can use it, or if I run for office,
right,
and I can officially use it. When you run for office...
Can I be your running mate? No. Did I get a book deal and an offer to be a running mate in one show?
Zero.
Bobby, I'm blown away by this, man. This is more than I ever expected.
What are your live shows like?
Incredible.
Okay.
Man, let me brag for a second. I'm a humble guy, but, man, we turn that thing upside down. The live shows cover everything from old classic rock to hip-hop to country to soul. We do a little Motown in there. I mean, it is an incredible show. It's a live band, two guitars, bass, DJ to keep the old school hip hop element alive and well. More of an MC than a DJ, but he'll still scratch a little bit here and there. Drums, we do it right. Adding a steel player this year, it's going to be fire.
You're adding a steel player.
We are.
Wow, that's awesome.
We got a full blown country album in the works, baby. This you know, make no mistake, it looks like a toe tap, but I'm finna do a cannonball in the country music bubble. I'm on the way. I'm belly flopping.
I saw that you and Brantley are doing some shows together.
One of my favorite dudes on earth.
So how did Brantley Gilbert? I guess he got in touch with you and said, hey, come do some shows with me.
Yeah, he called me one night, which was like the craziest call ever. But I kept hearing around town, hey, man, you need to meet Brantley Gilbert, man. Y'all look like y'all get in trouble, and I love people I get in trouble with. And everybody kept telling him, hey, have you met Jelly Roll? Y'all should meet. And he finally, you know, I guess the word traveled. He called me and said, hey, I want to do some shows next summer. And what's crazy is I had done a podcast with my wife a couple years earlier, and I was like, when it comes to doing shows, I think artists miss the old school approach of like doing it for people and doing it for the exposure. So I was like, this was 2 years ago on my wife's podcast. 3 years ago, I said, if Brantley Gilbert, Kid Rock, or Shinedown called me, I would not even ask what the amount of money was. I'd say, yes, I want to go on tour with them. And I'm literally doing 30 dates with Shinedown this year and like 10 dates with Brantley Gilbert.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was just complete manifestation.
So I'm looking at you, and you're in black, and you got the chains on and the face tattoos and the bling. Do you know we've met before?
Oh, yeah. No, I see
you.
I tried to make them turn the golf cart around and chase you.
But we've met, and I didn't want to – I've met Jelly Roll playing golf before.
Yeah, I was fixing to say, this is the most memory I have. I was with Steve Hodges from Sony.
Right, and he's like playing golf on a nice course.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to blow up your spot and be like, I've seen Jelly Roll playing at a nice golf course.
Oh, yeah.
So are you a big golfer?
I'm big in golf, but I'm not a big golfer. I'm not a good golfer, but I enjoy anything that you can have a cocktail at 9 a.m. and people don't judge you. And golf is that sport. We've all been out there with an old man that ordered a Jack and Coke at 8:15 in the morning. Nobody says nothing to that old man except, that's awesome, right? That only happens on tour in a golf course, you know?
When I saw you, you were with the big record guy. Were you guys talking about this project now? Or
no,
just,
we're just
living
hanging.
Life?
No, I'd already signed with Broken Bow at that time. And we were just, you know, I love Hodges, man. He's a good dude. And, you know, I've got a, you know, just good dude, man. He's fun to golf with. We play good together. And I'll also gas him up and get him drunk on that back nine. And I think people intentionally bring me out on days when they want to get loose.
Whenever you have to go to the golf course, though, you know, it's tucked in. You got your nice. Because I saw you looking like a golfer.
Yes, sir.
Does that feel foreign with the collared shirt?
Oh, yeah. I never look goofier. Yeah, I've never looked goofier, man. I'm telling you, I don't wear collared shirts for nothing but the opera. I didn't even wear them to court.
How many times do you think you've been to court?
Oh, 50. Easy. 100. I couldn't even imagine.
If we get serious for a second, what would you say to a kid now that's listening to this, 14, 15 years old, that maybe is not growing up in the most ideal situation and has to make some tough choices right now like you did?
Man, if we can get serious about that subject, we're doing a show later in Nashville this year, big show, and I'm donating 100% of the money from the show to help build a music program in the juvenile here in Davidson County, and I'm matching it with my own money dollar for dollar.
So you're raising money and then matching the money you raise.
Yes, sir. I believe artists need to start stroking a check, man. I hate when artists just want to fundraise and they don't want to reach in their old precious bank account. Put your money where your mouth is, you know?
And why is that important to you?
Because I think these kids, when I was in juvenile, Bobby, nobody ever came to talk to me that I understood. Right? God bless them. The Gideons would come and they'd slide a Bible under the door. And I appreciate that because I read that Bible 1,000 times. And they'd go, God bless you, young man. But, you know, it was an 80-year-old dude with a suit and tie that was disconnected by a door. Nobody comes through and gives these kids hope. And I've been to the adult prison and I've been to the juvenile prison. The adult prison is full of a bunch of grown men who need to figure out a way to break a cycle. The juvenile is full of a bunch of young kids that don't think they know any better. They don't know any better. You know, and I'm a big advocate for justice reform because when I was 16, I made a decision that I'm not proud of, but ended up getting charged as an adult. And here I stand in front of you 20 years removed from that decision. I'm not allowed to carry a firearm. I'm not allowed to vote. I just had to fight tooth and nail to get a passport. I'm missing millions of dollars in Canada that I'll never be able to go get because of a decision I made 20 years ago. I was 16 years old, dude. I mean, I don't know if I can say this, but I hadn't even started sprouting hair down there. You know, and here I was being charged as a full-blown adult. I couldn't buy a pack of cigarettes, but you justified my criminal act is enough to charge me as an adult. I'm super passionate about that. These kids need chances. They need to see outside of their environment. I have people right now, Bobby, that are from my neighborhood that never left my neighborhood. They watch the Tennessee Titans on TV, and I call them now that I'm successful. I'm like, I'll take you to a game. They're like, no, I'm cool. I'm like, you know that stadium's 11 minutes from your house. Never seen it. They don't know anything past that environment. Nobody ever comes through and tries to help these kids, man. And that's what I'm the most passionate about, and that's what I want to help with the most. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is when it comes to it.
What about your kids? How do you plan to be a good dad and use what you've been through as an example to your kids?
My daughter is almost – she'll be 14 this month. And her mother had got into a bout with heroin and had a rough addiction. And we ended up getting custody of her and me and my wife 8 or 9 years ago. I have my daughter all the time. She flies out on weekends. I mean, I seen her this morning on the way to school. I'll be the first thing she sees when she comes home from school. And to me, parenting is just about honesty. You know, it's just about being really honest and having open dialogue. These kids are exposed to stuff so much faster than we were because of the internet. Dude, back whenever I wanted to get a little risky, I had to go put together pieces of magazines. Right? You know, I had to go find them in various spots. You know, these kids are exposed to so much stuff. And to me, it's just about being honest and having a dialogue. My daughter is like, I call her my little road dog. That's my little homie. You know, that's my little best friend. And we talk like that. And every now and then you got to be dad. You got to growl and show your teeth. But ultimately, it's just about bringing her along the way and keeping her as close as you can and just kind of watching it grow.
Sounds like honesty is a massive part of who you are.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Lunchbox has met me outside of here. Same guy that's sitting here, same guy I was there, you know.
Where'd you guys meet?
Well, softball. We played softball together and we drank a lot.
We did. It's factual.
So
I was excited to bring this up.
You play softball, you play golf.
Yeah.
Where are you doing the equestrian?
Dude, like, I'm an oversized. Listen, I am an athlete in an alcoholic's body, Bobby. I'm trying to tell you, man, I hit a bomb, didn't I? Stinger, dude. I had the most famous base hit in celebrity softball history.
Oh, it was one of the celebrity games.
Yeah.
You guys were like a secret league or something. Yeah.
No, we play on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. And we bowl on Wednesdays. Come hang out. We'll talk about that book.
Jelly Roll's here with us. Congratulations on Dead Man Walking.
Thank you, sir.
Being a number one song. It's great. Son of a Sinner, again, most added at country radio, and you have a whole country album coming out.
I do. Yeah, me and Brantley have been writing a lot, me and Ernest. I got some stuff in the kettle pot, man. I'm cooking, baby.
Well, we're going to play Son of a Sinner now. But, man, just appreciate you coming in. You know, I think you have a great message. I think you can speak to the people that you want to speak to. And, again, you're probably one of the only people that can.
Right.
You know, because unless you come from something – you almost don't want to listen to people lecture you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from a very small town in Arkansas, and it's like people don't understand unless they've experienced it.
Right.
So I appreciate your message, and I think you're probably reaching a lot of people when others can't. So, and you had to go through a lot to actually get that message and gather those tools. But, man, it's good to see you here.
I feel good. Dude, I'm a huge fan of the show. My mama's a fan of the show. We're all like, this is a big deal, man. We're keeping up with the big acting debut, and I'm looking forward to drinking with Lunchbox again. I'm totally in the know of this show. I didn't do research on the way in. I seen Luke Combs sit in his seat, and I was like, we're getting close. I'm bigger than Luke, but it looks like he's comfortable in it. So now that I'm in it, I feel great, and I'd love to come back and talk again. And one thing you're always going to get from me, Bobby, for better or worse, is honesty and real. And I do want to be a voice for the voiceless. I do want to help the people that – you know, the music's here to help, and I think that's what music did for me. To this day, music helps me through my darkest moments. We got 3 minutes as songwriters to change the way people feel or to ride with them in the darkest moment or the best moment of their life, and I take those 3 minutes more serious than I take anything else in my life.
I appreciate that, and at JellyRoll615 if you want to follow him.
Yeah, baby!
Thanks for listening to a Bobbycast production.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.